Tree Talk with Mark Hinsley, Arboricultural Consultants of Wimborne, discussing private and general tree-related issues.
Wednesday morning on Midwest Radio, and a brand new feature to our Wednesdays. It's called Tree Talk, and joining me in the studio this morning is our tree expert, Mark Hinsley. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Cameron.
Now, over the next few weeks, we're certainly going to be talking about tree-related issues that many people may well have in their back gardens, the common law, the statutes regarding trees, and indeed tree preservation orders, the sort of thing that everybody will come up against at some time in their life. Perhaps just as an introduction, you can tell us a little bit about your background in tree work.
Well, Cameron, like a lot of people, I got into tree work through the practical side with Dutch elm disease in the 70s. I went to Merriswood College near Guildford and got an OND, and then moved into commercial tree surgery. I went back to Merriswood for a spell as an instructor up until 86, when an unfortunate back injury and switched me into the technical side of the things. I became the tree officer in Wimborne for 3 years, worked for 4 years as an in-house consultant with a private company, and then set up my own practice in 94.
Okay, so the subject we're going to pick today is common law and statutes regarding tree encroaching on neighbours' properties. And again, this is something that I'm sure we'll all come up against at some stage. Tree disagreements must be one of the biggest breakdowns, are they, in relationships with your neighbour?
They can frequently be the cause or the focus of a neighbour dispute, yes,
I'm
Cameron.
Sure. Yeah. So as a householder, what rights do I have, say, to prune branches overhanging my property?
Well, you have the common law right to abate a nuisance, and in the absence of any statutory protection, that essentially means that any branch that overhangs your property, you have the right to prune it back to the boundary. And that's qualified in as much as you're not allowed to go beyond the boundary, and you're not allowed to cross the boundary to undertake those works. And strangely, the branch you cut off does remain the property of the tree owner.
I was going to say, you need to throw that back over the hedge.
Or offer it back, Cameron, really.
And what about, you know, if a tree is blocking light for my house, does one have a right to light or not?
Not generally, no, not with an individual tree. And in high hedges, there is provision for dealing with high hedges, which is under the Antisocial Behaviour Act, but that's rather a separate thing from the individual tree that either blocks light or overhangs. And the thing you have to be particularly careful with, though, on the abatement of nuisance, is that those rights that you have under common law are modified if the tree has a preservation order or is standing within a conservation area. Been modified by the High Court on a couple of occasions, and the nuisance that you can abate under those circumstances is one that is actionable in law.
Well, we're talking Tree Talk with Mark Hinsley. We'll be back to discuss heights of trees and how they could affect you after this.